glad to have you back on our airwaves of High Plains Radio. We try to at least talk once a year with, of course, your visit. How many years now it's been since you came down to McCook and of course, played MCC and some other teams in volleyball? Was it 4, 5, 6 years ago?
4 or 5, I believe it is. Yeah. We were trying. I really wanted to try to come back this year because I was talking to Coach Kobza, maybe go down and then go catch that Nebraska game in the stadium, but just couldn't make it work, and unfortunately, but what an event that was.
Yep, maybe one day, Coach. Maybe one day you can make it down here, or I'm sure you return. You tell Coach Kobza, you know what? You guys could always come and visit us.
Yeah, true. Yeah, but the NCAA has those weird guidelines and regulations that they can't do certain things out of their season and stuff like that, so it's tougher for them than it is for us.
Hey, Coach, before we talk about this year's team, it's early in the season. Last year was pretty darn special, looking back, 31-9. That was a pretty good team, wasn't it?
Yeah, we had a lot of seniors that they really wanted to go for it that past year, and you know, it was a year that we thought that we could have really fought to be at the national championships, but with some key injuries and all that stuff. But then, you know, Humber, as Humber always is, a strong team. Unfortunately, we lost in straight sets to them. It was just a very first set that we lost in the match. It kind of put us back on our heels, and then we started fighting a little too late, and then unfortunately we lost in 3 straight sets.
But that was the gold medal match, correct me if I'm wrong on that, right?
Yeah, it was the gold medal match. It was Humber and us 1-2 all year. But yeah, it's just, you know, like, Humber has always been a perennial top dog in our division all the time, and you know, they get the tougher competition year round where we don't usually get it, but yeah, we just try to work hard and get there, right? So knocking on that door always, but never seem to get through the door.
8-6, I do believe, this year, and you've got a ranking, I do believe, just released today, number 7. I see Humber's up there at number 3. So you're right there in the thick of things, some of the best of the best, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. It's the first ranking that came out, and it's nice to actually see 3 Ontario teams in there. Usually we only have 2 Ontario teams that are in that national ranking, so it's nice to see that there's 3. And again, volleyball across Canada is becoming stronger for women's volleyball, and it's really tough because, like, of those top 15 teams and plus, like, there's some good teams here in Canada for sure.
As I said, 8-6, but you're on a nice little 4-match winning streak, so you're hitting a pretty good spot here in the season where your team's winning back-to-back-to-back matches.
Yeah, like, our preseason, we just kind of, because with the younger team we had, we had to try to find our identity, right, and just trying to find things and everything else, and we took a while to get there, and we're still doing that, but we've sort of started the season, and we've been successful, 4-0. We had a match that was pushed us to the limit against Georgian, who's improved a lot this year, and they played us tough, and we were down 8-4 in the 5th set, and then we came back and won 17-15. So, and then we played them a week later and beat them in 3. So, we're slowly getting there, but we're dealing with some concussions. We had one girl that's potentially going to be out with her knee injury for the season. So, we're just really trying to like get through things and do the best we can to figure out how we can make this a successful year again.
Well, it's a long season for you. I mean, you still have got, you're into November, you've got, just a little bit early December. Then, you, of course, refresh your memories. You kind of take a break during December and come back in early January. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Like, what we'll do is we'll have our last game of the season December 1st against George Brown, and then we'll basically have a couple more practices, and then the players will focus on their studies and stuff, and then we'll return a little earlier than most students because we host our tournament in January, where we have 4 out of province teams coming, and then we have 4 Ontario teams that are playing in it. So it'd be a nice little warm up tournament for the rest of the season. And then, like, this year is a little different because we're playing 11 matches first half and then 7 the second half because we're going to a Final Four format this year for playoffs.
So that's a little different or something new this year, huh?
Yeah, it's just they've really wanted to, because in the past we've had that, we used to flip back and forth from East and West to see who's going to host, but then since COVID and that, it's been a lot of money to do like banquets, final eights and stuff like that, so they want to start doing Final Fours, and then based on the higher seeds will host. So it's a little less, it's cost effective, I guess. I'm not really happy about that, but at the same time, no, too, it's, you can't really change anything, right? So
you mentioned you had a veteran team last year, a lot of seniors playing their final matches, so I take it you had to go out and replace some pretty good players and had some of your youngsters step up at key roles this year.
Yeah, we lost, like, Jess, who was actually went to McCook, and she played in that team, and now she's in the coaching staff. We lost Katie. Those are two outside pin hitters that were big for us. And then we've lost Libero, defense specialist, Devin, I believe she was at the McCook as well. And then Mia Hildebrandt, who was an all-star, all-Canadian. So four big pieces that we lost, but then we have a good quality of, like, third years that are returning, and some really good first years that come in, like, that have really stepped up and really showing what they can do in year one, which is nice because it's looking good for the future for them, because we are hoping, we've put a bid, I think, for our national championships to host in 2025. I'm not too sure how that all works, but I might be chomping the bit too soon here, but it might be a very good opportunity for us to get more recruits and top recruits to our college, and hopefully put on a really good show if we get that national bid for the championships.
Got some size. I see a 6'4 middle, a couple of 6 foot girls, 6'1. So you've got some size. I bet you you got some pretty good. You got some pretty good hammers with some of these hitters, don't you?
Yeah, 6'4 Mena Larson. She's, you know, she came to us very, very raw, but has come a long way. Who, you know, is probably one of the top blockers in the OCAA, and she's huge. And then, like, her attacking has improved a lot too, right? And then that other softball girl that's come in, Chelsea Oak, who's like 6 foot, and she's got quite the arm on her, from softball to volleyball, which is quite nice to see. And, you know, Samantha Payne and stuff like that, like, they, you know, can get a hold of the ball and all that stuff too. And then, you know, we got some nice little high flyers too there.
Got a men's program as well. I see their record not quite as good right now, but still a lot of season left for them.
Yeah, no, they've been, you know, they've competed really, really hard. They've, you know, playing Georgia, because we play them basically back-to-back almost, and Georgia's a pretty top team. I think they're ranked third or fourth in the country and second in the province. You know, very good team, but they pushed them and everything else with that. So their future looks a little bright now, which is nice to see, and they're working hard and training hard under Coach Cochran there. So it's nice to see them pushing teams further and getting wins too.
Sure, you're keeping, along with your own team, you're keeping tabs on what, you know. I'm sure Coach, I don't know if you and Coach Copes have had a chance to talk very much, probably just text messages, emails, stuff like that.
Just the odd message here back and forth. Like, I was like, looked at how they've been doing this year. They had like that, the regional tournament, they were there, they ranked second, were they not, in the tournament?
Yep, went in number second seed in the region 9 South. They had kind of a tough time, went 0-2, but played, you know, played some good teams there. And that region 9 tournament's pretty darn tough.
Yeah. But then they had a pretty good season. Like, I tried to follow as much as I could and all that stuff. And I saw your daughter. She was getting some time too, and did different roles as well, which is nice to see.
You bet. I know you're still following the college scene down here and in the States too, with what's going on with Nebraska volleyball and all their, what they're doing too. You follow that a lot too, don't you?
Yeah, I try to do my best to follow that, and it's nice. It'd be nice to see the Nebraska-Wisconsin final. That'd be nice to see that.
You year 10 for you. Year 10, I think, if I'm not mistaken, year 10, and still loving every minute of it, aren't you?
Yeah, it's almost a milestone for me, I feel, because, like, I really enjoy coaching, and it's what I love to do and stuff like that. It's just, you know, I just want to maintain our culture and keep on going with where it's got and with the good support staff that I have on staff with me is fantastic. So we're going in the right direction. It's just, we just need to keep fighting, keep going, and hopefully one day we'll get that provincial championship and be the national and compete nationally as well.